Down. Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results you want. I got a quick hitter for you today. This is Nick, by the way, and I'm solo today because I want to talk to you guys about how to improve your testosterone. I'm not just talking to the dudes, okay? Testosterone is good for everybody, and if you want to be a beast in the gym, you should be at least semi-concerned about whether your testosterone levels are high enough for you to get the results that you want. And I just think there's a lot of bad information out there about testosterone. Now, we're going to talk about how to improve testosterone naturally, okay? We're not talking about sticking needles in your arms or going to the TRT doctor and doing all this other stuff. We're going to talk about how to do it naturally because if you take care of a few basic things, then your testosterone will naturally raise. And I can tell you that you will actually feel the difference if you pay attention to it. And I might get into some weird stuff in here, okay? I mean, I'm a dude. I'm talking to dudes, but I'm also talking to chicks. I don't know. Why'd I say chicks? Whatever. I don't know anecdotally like what it feels like for a female to feel like their testosterone increases, especially from a natural standpoint, because testosterone and estrogen are always going hand in hand. You know, testosterone and estrogen raise together in your body, and they're just different natural levels for men and women. But maybe women don't feel that same feeling that men feel when testosterone raises because estrogen goes to match it so heavily. I don't know. Now, I'm just ranting. But we're going to talk about how to actually improve your testosterone naturally. I worked with a guy. Shout out Johnny Woodford. He was, God, a wild man. I mean, just looked like a mountain man. And he was technically a mountain man because he grew up in West Virginia. And I worked with him out in Colorado. And he used to have this saying that if you want to improve your testosterone, then you need to sleep, lift heavy shit, and eat bacon. And he was not wrong. Those are honestly the three things that you want to do if you want to improve your testosterone naturally. Now, not those necessarily specifically, but let's talk about what that actually means. Because these things are very important, and you may be able to find a gap in what you're doing that is causing your testosterone to plummet. And if your testosterone is low, you're probably going to feel, especially as a guy, I'm going to speak more about what you would feel as a guy because I'm not a girl. You're going to feel fatigue. You're going to feel what would be a PC way to say this? A lack of virility. You're not going to feel like you have much sex drive. You're going to feel like your strength goes down. You're going to feel almost a lack of competitiveness. I mean, testosterone is this hormone that drives so much of what we do. It drives us to go achieve. It drives us to go find mates. It drives muscle mass. It drives energy. It is truly like a crazy hormone that has the chance to just rev you up to a level that you've never really felt. And I don't know what it feels like to take exogenous testosterone, to actually take it not naturally, but I would imagine it's like an insane feeling to have that much rev in your system, especially when it's not natural. But I can tell you that the rev is awesome when you bring it on naturally because it is gradual and these things increase. And you basically, the only way to say it, you just feel like more of a man. And you just see the results in the mirror. You feel the results in the way you walk around. You feel the results in the way that you talk to people. So if your testosterone is low, like I said, you're going to feel that kind of like, oh, I don't feel super competitive. I don't feel super driven. I'm tired all the time. I'm not seeing the strength gains in the weight room. Now, there's a lot of reasons you could be feeling all those things, but testosterone could be one of them. The only way to really know is to go get a blood test. Nowadays, you can hop on LabCorp.com or whatever and go get a blood test almost anywhere, especially if you're near urban areas. So I would recommend that you get that tested and see whether you're low or not. Now, what is low? There's so much out there about testosterone that I'm not going to get into because there's arguments about like, okay, well, how should you be measuring testosterone? Should you be measuring free testosterone? Should you be measuring just total testosterone? I don't know. I'm not a doctor on this, and maybe we'll do an expansion on this in a later podcast. We're going to make this really straight, quick hitter on this. So let's get into it. If you want testosterone to increase, you know, usually this is measured on a level of like 0 to about 1,000. If you're above 1,000, you're probably on freaking steroids unless you're a complete natural freak. And for example, last time I had a blood test, I believe I was in the mid 700s on my testosterone. And I know that just anecdotally what people have told me in the gym, we've had people that have been at a level of 200, which would largely be considered low testosterone for most people. But some people naturally just sit lower, like they're never going to be at 700, and that's totally fine. But one person in our gym who I can't remember what his age is. He's got to be like 43. And he, by changing the things we're about to talk about, raised his testosterone naturally over about a year and a half from the low 200s to the mid 500s, going from low for his age group to medium to high for his age group. And he says he can feel the difference. He just feels way better now that he has raised his testosterone. So let's go back to what Johnny Woodford always told me, which is sleep 8 hours a night, lift heavy shit, and eat bacon. First thing, sleep. You guys, sleep is the ultimate life hack. It just improves everything from your mental acuity to your physical recovery. And from a hormonal perspective, it's the only fast track to improving your life. The reality is that if you are somebody who sleeps 4, 5, 6 hours a night, you are just not putting your body into an optimal state to be able to be hormonally active, to be able to be fully recovered, to be able to be fully mentally acute throughout the day. And so if that is an issue for you, you should try to fix that as soon as possible, because everything I say after this is going to matter very little if you're somebody who is shorting yourself on sleep consistently. And I'll tell you, consistent sleep is the best thing. One of the things my dad always said, and I can't remember where he read it, but he's a big Green Bay Packers fan, so it probably was somebody from the Packers. But if you go to bed at the same time every night and you wake up in the same time every morning and you're getting yourself a good somewhere between 6.5 to 8 hours of sleep, depending on the person, you're probably in a good state. But it's that consistency that provides the ability to sleep. If you're somebody who's like, oh, I can never really go to sleep, I always wake up early, and your sleep schedule isn't set, that's the first thing you want to do is fix that. So sleep is going to be the thing that changes you completely. I'll tell you just from personal experience, when I've been strung out, exhausted, training in the gym, and I look in the mirror at night before I go into the bed while I'm brushing my teeth, my body could look like total crap. And then if I get 8 to 10 hours of sleep, I mean, 10 is super rare now that I have kids, but if I were to get 8 hours of sleep, sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'll look in the mirror and be like, oh, damn, I'm a physique model now. And I didn't eat anything. I didn't drink anything. I just slept, and it gave my body a chance to readjust everything, to recover, to store fuel stores, to do all the different things that it needs to do. And I came back feeling bigger and stronger than ever just from sleep. So sleep's the most important thing. The second thing that he said, lift heavy shit. You need some type of anabolic stimulus in your life if you want testosterone to continue to rise. And so there's just no better way than actually putting yourself in a state of maximal exertion, let's call it. Now, that might not be maximal exertion from doing something like running around. You will probably get a testosterone increase from running long distances, but not as much as if you're actually sprinting or doing weightlifting, okay? You want to activate muscle mass, because when you activate muscle mass and when you create muscle damage, your body goes through this process of protein synthesis to recover that muscle, and your body is driven by testosterone in those functions. And so it's going to uptick your ability to create testosterone. It's going to raise your natural testosterone levels. And remember, your body always adapts to what you do consistently. So if you lift weights once, you might get an anabolic stimulus. Anabolic just means like it puts your body into a building mode, so you build more muscle and you create tissue. But if you get an anabolic stimulus once, you might see a spike temporarily in testosterone, but you're not going to see your general levels of testosterone raise in a way that would affect your life. Now, if you do something consistently, just in the same way that somebody who sweats consistently retains more water consistently, because their body starts to expect that's part of their daily habits. If you lift 2 to 3 to 5 times a week, then your body starts to expect that it's going to get an anabolic stimulus, that it's going to get a muscle breakdown, and that it needs to increase testosterone to be able to recover from those processes. And so give your body something to expect by getting a consistent strength training habit. Now, likely any strength training is going to be good, but especially if you kind of are pushing yourself, if you're really challenging yourself, you're actually breaking down the muscles and you're challenging yourself to actually push heavy weights, you're going to get a better stimulus. Now, I don't have the science behind this, but I can tell you anecdotally that when I go on really heavy strength training phases, especially with heavy weights, when I've done barbell programs in the past, especially, or when we do really heavy formats in the gym now, I notice that when I look in the mirror, it's not just like if I did bench press and I did it heavy, it's not just that my chest seems like it's bigger and stronger. It's actually my entire body, even if I didn't train legs that day. And I see that as evidence that I am increasing my testosterone and I am increasing my anabolic response just by making my body do something that is difficult, that requires a lot of muscle mass to do. So that's your second thing. You want some type of anabolic stimulus. And by far the best thing that you can do that is accessible to most people is to lift some heavy weights. And that just has to be heavy for you. It doesn't mean it has to be 600 pounds on something. If it's heavy for you, then it's anabolic for you. The third thing he said, eat bacon. And this is the thing that I think nobody knows about and nobody talks about. The substituents for sex hormone production, both men and women, both testosterone and estrogen, you get the building blocks for those hormones from saturated fat. And when I say saturated fat, that is the dietary fat that most people villainize like crazy. That is your meat fats. That is what people call bad fats all the time. That's your bacon. That's your burgers. That's your butter. Anything that comes from an animal is likely higher in saturated fat. Something like olive oil is not going to be high in saturated fat. You need at least adequate levels of saturated fat in your diet in order to increase your testosterone, at least in order to have the substituents necessary to create those sex hormones. And so if you're somebody who has been on a vegan or a vegetarian diet, or you're avoiding meats like crazy, you're avoiding saturated fat like crazy, you're probably hampering yourself on this. And yes, vegetarian, vegan, that's a personal choice, but you got to find some way to get some type of saturated fat in your diet. And I wish I had examples for you of what to get, but I bet Google or ChatGPT can tell you exactly what to eat that is both vegan, vegetarian, whatever your preference is, and is also saturated fat. So if you're skimping on that, you got to make sure you eat that as well. That's as simple as it is, guys. Those three things right there can improve your testosterone like crazy. Now, the last thing, this is your bonus one, your fourth one, and this is the one that's the hardest, but it's also probably going to move the needle the most for most people, is that your body's testosterone level is inversely correlated with your body fat levels. I know, it's harsh. It's hard to understand. I think most people think that because their testosterone goes down, their body fat levels raise. Now, we know that's not true because you can't create what you don't eat. Your body can't create fat out of water. And so you have to overeat in order to create fat. And your body actually produces more estrogen when you are at higher body fat levels. And so at higher body fat levels, you're producing more estrogen and your testosterone is just not naturally going to be as high. Kind of the optimal position for most men as far as body fat is concerned is if you are at maybe, let's call it 20% and below on body fat for men, but probably more so like 15% body fat and below, your body now has the opportunity to not have that estrogen being dumped into your system and testosterone can raise and it can be optimal. Now, there is a point where if you drop your body fat too low, then you have the inverse effect and your testosterone drops, but likely you're not going to get to that point. So if you can get yourself to the point where your stomach is flat, maybe you can even start to see the outlines of your abs, then you are likely going to be increasing your testosterone and you just don't even know it. The only way to test that is through a blood test, but you will also just start to notice this. You're going to feel that sex drive come back. You're going to feel that motivation to go dominate the world come back. You're going to feel like you're carrying yourself differently. You're sleeping better. You're hungry. Like everything improves when your testosterone is in a good place, especially if you're a guy. I can't speak for the ladies, but I bet those benefits come along for them as well. And so back to what Johnny Woodford said, sleep 8 hours a night, lift heavy shit, eat bacon. It's all about sleep. It's all about getting an anabolic stimulus. And it's all about making sure that you have enough saturated fat in your diet so that you can actually produce testosterone. And then if you can get yourself down to 15% or below, probably more like 15%, don't go too low on your body fat levels, then you are probably going to be in your personal, unique, optimized testosterone state. And then you don't have to go to the doctor and get on TRT, which is kind of a life sentence. You can do it on your own. You can feel awesome about who you are, and you can carry on being the manliest man that you've ever been. Now, if you guys have more questions on this, or you just want to give us a shout out and say, hey, that actually really helped, nobody ever talks about this crap, then you can reach out to us on social media. You can find us at Strength Academy RF on Instagram or at Strength Academy 101 on TikTok or on YouTube. We'd love to hear back from you about the benefit of what we're talking about. That's Strength 101. Peace out.